Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Chop 3 here on the Chop Sports Podcast Network. Gooch, Sturch, we're back. There's another Chop 3, and boy, I mean, Body Bronze has to be happy with this because we are just getting more and more traction for Mike and his tanning salons because these topics, they just keep getting better and better, Gooch.
Hell yeah, man. Do you remember where Mike's other tanning salon is yet?
It is Bella Beach Tanning in Homedale.
Got it, bro.
Ah, I'm proud of nailed you, it. Finally. Only took like 9 weeks to get that. But hey, listen, yeah. I digress and I get it. But this week's Chop 3, definitely interesting. Last week we went over the Fogs' complete garbage list of quarterbacks that he totally represented Chop Sports with. He said, oh, this is the Chop Sport. I'm like, let's pump the brakes on that one. But we start with Danny Perillo, and this guy put something up. It was about 2.5 weeks ago now, but we had to kind of backtrack because we gave the Fog the entire floor last week. Danny Perillo, he put up a status that got 140 comments, okay? And it wasn't, guess what I'm having for dinner? It was something really good. It was a status about players that wear a player wearing jerseys that you typically wouldn't associate that player with. And like right away, there's ones that go bang, bang, bang. You know, you like can rattle them off. But then there was some, Gooch, that I was just like, oh my God, like I totally forgot about that. And I'll just throw off like to start it, you know, the obvious one, Emmitt Smith in a Cardinals jersey.
Yeah. Brett Favre.
Yeah. Brett Favre in the 19 jerseys he wore after he left the Packers.
The one that gets me, obviously, is the Vikings.
Yeah, that was completely unnecessary on his behalf. It's almost as if, like, if you wanted to stick, I mean, yeah, he's a Packer for life, but man, did that, like, that had to eat at you. Had to.
I mean, the Jets thing didn't really, I mean, it bothered me, obviously. No, but when he really went to relevant. The Vikings, the way it went down, that was brutal. And then they spanked Green Bay the first year twice, so.
Yeah, that's rough.
That was probably my toughest year as a fan.
I was just going to say, man, like, that's your childhood idol growing up, you know, and then all of a sudden you're playing against them. That's like, I'm glad that Tony Romo, like, retired after Dak replaced him and he said, you know what, I've had enough.
Did you just compare Romo to Favre, dude?
Very similar quarterback styles, yes.
And, yeah, you know.
They were compared.
I think Romo is from Green Bay. I've said this before, right?
Wisconsin, yeah. Baby, Wisconsin. Other ones that popped up that kind of, like, caught your eye. Dude, and forgive me for forgetting this. Ken Griffey Jr. on the White Sox?
Yeah, really?
Was that like a day and a half? Like what?
I remember him on the Reds, obviously. But
the Reds and the Mariners were like, you know, the two. But then like I saw that and I was like, is that Photoshopped? Like I didn't believe it.
Did anyone
like
mention Ichiro on the Yankees?
That's not really one. He made a decent, that's a good one. But like,
I mean, I'm just trying to think. There's 140 comments. So I was like, all right, I'm trying to chime in here and I'm scrolling through like everyone should do, by the way.
One of the funnier ones, obviously, is Eli Manning holding up a Chargers jersey.
What about some baseball players that aren't baseball players, like Russell Wilson on the Yankees? I think John Elway got drafted by the Yankees.
Yeah, look at the Yankees just taking all, you know, Tim Tebow and the Mets. You know what I mean? So
we'll get to Tim Tebow a little later.
Yeah, me too. Me too, as a matter of fact. But then another one. Dude, Jerry Rice, the Seattle Seahawks.
Jerry Rice probably had like 1,100 yards receiving that year.
Who was the quarterback? Was that Hasselbeck?
Yeah.
No. It had to be, right? Like before Russ Wilson was definitely Hasselbeck was the most notable Seattle quarterback, I would think. I mean, sure as hell wasn't Rick Meyer.
Yeah, it had to have been Hasselbeck.
Yeah. Another one that really rubbed me the wrong way. Patrick Ewing on the Sonics. Not even just the Magic.
All these were pretty cringe, dude. All of them were cringe.
Right. I mean, it was just like,
oh, Patrick Ewing looked like he was 85 on the Sonics, too. he looked like Greg Oden in college when he was on the Sonics.
Oh, my God. Remember Greg Oden? My man didn't play one quarter of basketball, it seemed like. Like, he just was.
That team was it. It was Brandon Roy, Oden. Who was the other guy on that Blazers team? Anyway, they had
Stoudemire?
No.
No, a little Stoudemire. Remember Stoudemire?
I remember, Damon Stoudemire, but it's definitely, he's a little sooner than that. Who the fuck was it? Anyway.
I tried.
Anyway, you're not an NBA guy.
I am, 94. Randy Moss on the Tennessee Titans. That a thing?
Yeah, that's right. Definitely a thing, but.
How long was that? That had to be less than a season, right? There's no way
he retired as a Titan? You know, that his final year. Weird. I don't even remember that.
Right. I do have to give credit to the one that made me laugh the hardest. And it's not even in the realm of sports.
Can I predict it? Which one? Hollywood Hogan?
No. I didn't even see that one.
That one's great, dude. I forget who posted it, but I saw it was like Hulk Hogan in the NWO.
Yeah. Well, I staying in the wrestling realm is when Richie posted corporate Kane instead of regular Kane. I was dying,
dude. That's great. But I think Hollywood might trump the corporate Kane one. Right? Yeah, when Hogan went bad, that was everything.
Yeah. Yeah. But listen. It was a great status, by our guy. I'm sorry, for Danny Perillo. So Danny Perillo, you've made the chop three. So moving on, as we move on to Brian Imajuru. Full disclosure here, Brian. We are Chop Sports. Okay, there's been a tendency of you sharing, good statuses, right? They're good, but they're being shared from another sports page. You son of a bitch. What are you doing? What do you think you're doing? But hey, listen, we're all good with it, man. We're fine with it. Just share a couple of the Chop Sports things in your little page, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't remember the name of it, and I apologize for that.
Reciprocate the love. Me and him go back in another old school Facebook group podcasting situation. We never actually podcast together, but I know who he is from, like I said, a previous group. He's actually, I think he does this thing with the Fog, who's a regular on the Chop 3.
The Fogs.
You know, there's like a little connection. There's a little connection. Maybe we'll get them on. We'll rap a little bit, one of these Chop 3s.
I'm with it. But he did come up with a good one. It wasn't really him. It was a line that was tossed out there by Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal, quote, says that no team would beat a team consisted of Curry, Kobe, LeBron, Durant, and himself.
That's insane. Shaquille O'Neal. It's a good team. Don't get me the fuck wrong. That's a really good team. But
yeah, it's like a yeah, but
I'll let you cover a couple of the groups.
Yeah, I'll cover some of the teams that these guys created. I know you came up with one as well. Let's see. John Garay, he came up with Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Tim Duncan, and Hakeem Olajuwon. That's a great team.
It's a great team. That's the one that I'm closest with, but I have some alterations to make.
All right.
I think he'll probably agree once I say them.
Yeah, Dave DiCicco or DeSheet? I don't know. Dave C. He came up with Jordan, Bird, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and then ready for this? Bill Laimbeer and Kenyon Martin. Now, simply for the sole purpose that that Martin and Laimbeer would just beat the shit out of Kevin Durant and LeBron James. I can
see Bill Laimbeer as a guy that would beat the shit out of these guys, but Kenyon Martin, he was a tough guy, but I can name plenty of tougher fucking NBA players than Kenyon Martin. And I'm a Kmart guy.
Dennis Rodman in there.
Dude, Dennis Rodman's on my list, and it's not even because he's a tougher guy. He's just relentless. Right. There's not any single player on that other team that he wouldn't be able to guard. They're talking about Durant. I got one guy in the NBA history that will definitely give Durant fits.
I'll cover one Rodman. More guy. Joe Justice came up with Magic, Jordan, Julius Erving, Tim Duncan, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I love the fact that Tim Duncan's on these lists because that guy doesn't get enough love. What a finesse juggernaut of a basketball player. I mean, like, he for like 20 years dominated the sport. He was uncoverable. He would make bank shots when banks were closed. You know what I'm saying? Like, this guy amazing.
I think on these lists, on these games, Duncan would turn into just a bystander. He would do the dirty work down low, but I don't think that he's able to get on the perimeter and defend the shooters the way Rodman would be able to. So I'm definitely taking Rodman on these teams because you don't need the guy on these teams. You have everyone as the guy. So my starting five, you ready? Magic, mm-hmm, because we got size. Magic, LeBron, boom. Jordan at the two, Pippen at the three.
Ooh.
Rodman at the four, and you could take your pick, Hakeem or Kareem. Either one, and I think Shaq has a huge problem on his hands.
You got the Bulls team and two.
Yeah, and look at the two, though.
Right.
You know, it's right. Magic Johnson and Hakeem.
Yeah, I mean, Hakeem Olajuwon, what a terrorist he was against the Knicks in 94.
And if you want to look, if you want to look at one guy throughout Shaquille's career that kind of did him dirty in the finals, no less, was, I know it was early Orlando Shaq, but he did. Hakeem beat him in the finals.
Yeah.
So
Hakeem beat Ewing in the finals too. So that's a very good one.
And that's again, all defense. Like that's all defense. Rodman is shutting down Durant. I wouldn't say shutting him down, but he's going to fucking get in that ass a little bit. And then Jordan, Kobe. I'm trying to think. Who else? Oh, yeah. Pippen, bro.
Yeah. I mean, Pippen's underrated, man. He doesn't get enough love. I know he's like Jordan's like Robin, but still. I still don't think
I'm putting love. Pippen on Kobe. I'm putting Jordan on Curry, and that's a wrap.
Damn, what a matchup that would have been. Pippen on Kobe.
Pippen on Kobe.
That would have been fun.
Jordan is shutting down Curry completely. He's not even, maybe not even getting a shot off unless he shoots from half court.
Which he's going to have to do. He's going to have to hit some logos.
Right? I think LeBron would probably destroy Magic in a one-on-one matchup, but.
Destroy?
Destroy. Just Magic's not able to defend him. He's too strong.
Okay. No. That's a very good status, very good one. Like I said, show some love to Shop Sports while you're at it. You know, drop some of our good ones that we come up with. And we finish with the Duke, Danny Manu, coming at you. Manu, I don't, doesn't matter. But the Duke dropped a really good status that flamed a lot of people because people were just like, who in the God's green earth made this list? He put up a list of the most exciting college football players of all time. So the list was Reggie Bush, Tavon Austin, Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel, Braxton Miller, Mike Vick, and Jabril Peppers. Some you could agree. Some are, yes. I think I remember watching in specific Christian McCaffrey saying this kid's going to be a stud in the NFL.
Yeah, like, he's absolutely amazing. I mean, I'll say Vick definitely. We're talking about all time. Or just all the last 5 years. Like, what the fuck did they even...
So my assumption is that this list was made by somebody 25 years or younger. Because they're discrediting everybody. There's a lot of comments on there. Mark Caesar said, Herschel Walker, one of the most grounded pound
someone had to have said Bo Jackson, right? Did someone at least mention Bo?
Yep, Bo Jackson was mentioned by Paul
Calardo. What the fuck is Jabril Peppers doing on any list that Woodson's not on?
Well, that's somebody else said Charles Woodson. Dan Finch said Charles Woodson. And what about Shine, Desmond Howard.
How about Rocket?
Rocket Ishmael,
are you kidding me?
What
How
are
about
doing
Barry
here?
Sanders?
Right. Dude, all the Adrian Peterson all day.
Even Darren McFadden. I mean, not really, but yeah.
I love McFadden.
There's been some.
Such a McFadden head. Yo, where is
he? Is he still connected to Dallas somehow? Like McFadden's still going to somehow sign with Dallas?
Where is Mr. Jesus Christ Superstar himself, Tim Tebow?
You put him on that list? Tim Tebow was probably the most boring player I've ever seen play in my life.
Get out of here!
We've had this debate in Shop Sports. I don't even know. This might have been right on the cusp of you entering the realm.
Mm-hmm.
I just asked who's the best college football player of all time. Not the most exciting.
I did see that.
And Tebow, people were dropping Tebow, and I'm like, come on, anyone but fucking him. That team was stacked.
Dude, I just saw a meme. Somebody posted it. Didn't make the top three, but I didn't know this. I mean, I did know this, Cam, but like
Cam
like
was the backup. Yeah.
It's just a weird dynamic, man. Weird sight to see.
Yeah,
just
like Joe Burrow was Dwayne Haskins' backup at Ohio State.
You're right. Wow.
There's a lot more of those situations around around college football than you think.
That's a good discussion to have on another episode of the Chop 3. So, thank you, 3, for coming out and doing your thing, getting us riled up, getting the debate going. You can hear a new Chop 3 every single week here on the Chop Sports Podcast Network. Gooch is rocking some of that drip. Be sure to go check out the store because as you're listening to this, we are in business, my friends. Get to the store, buy yourself a shirt, buy yourself a hat, buy yourself a mug, buy yourself a hoodie, and it'll take 48 days to get there.
I was going
to
say, not 48. It's going to be about a week. That's not
about
terrible.
A week.
The
WWE
store took...
I'm being overdramatic.
The WWE store took like 9 days, 8 days for my Razor Ramon shirt.
I can't believe you actually
went to the WWE store to buy that. As of right now, we're 2 days ahead. Hell yeah. Well, I didn't
know.
But
all right. Well, I digress. So with that being said, for Body Bronze Tanning Salon, thank you for sponsoring another amazing Chop 3. For Sturch, that's Gooch. We'll see you next time. All right. I'm not stopping recording. I'm just going to keep rolling, and I'll cut it up myself.